Good morning. It's, what is it? Well, it's June the 1st. Welcome to summer. What time is it? Come on, what time is it? 7:21 a.m. Monday, June the 1st. I've got 20 minutes to get home. Then I have therapy at 8, so the post will actually be delayed. I won't have a chance to do the upload before I get before I have to go. So I'll do, maybe I can get the upload in, but I won't get a chance to get it posted. I doubt very much. So yeah, it's Monday. I didn't work yesterday. It was a lazy day. I wish I could say I slept in and all the rest, but it was just basically a lazy day. By the time people got up and moving around so that I could make noise. Good morning.
Good morning.
It was already 10 o'clock. I was hungry. I fixed breakfast. 11:30, and I thought, you know, I could go out, but I didn't. So here I am, walking. I stepped out the door at 7 o'clock. I'm going to try to get back on some sort of schedule. Today I have therapy until 9. I'll come home and finish whatever hasn't posted. In Ingress News, two of my portal submissions have been accepted. They've been reviewed and accepted 8 months later. Staggering. So I'm pleased about that. I have to try to get over and hack them now, or claim them. Not that they'll keep, but just so. Got a couple thousand APs, so yeah, I'll take it. I'm still weeks away from level 5, so it's kind of demoralizing. When I looked at the bring it up so I could get credit for walking anyway, when I went to the Ingress panel at Balticon, Nobilis and Meg Cady and somebody else. She's been playing since January. She's level, the new kid that I don't know. She's been playing since January. She's level 12. But she's in a very socially active area where there are tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of portals that she doesn't have to drive to. So it's easy, and they're not her faction, so she can go around and hack 100 portals in 20 minutes or so. No, I'm exaggerating, but it's relatively quick. But they're pointing out that it's largely social. It's an opportunity to get out and get together with your friends while you're out. And of course, I have no friends here. All of my friends, I pretty much live in different states. Although, the wife and kids in the last 2 weeks, both the kids and the wife, got Android phones. And so, perhaps, they'll play Ingress. In EVE Online news, I've checked my queues. They're all good. I've got one guy coming off tomorrow. I've got all the extra training has completed. I'm happy with the alts now, so at least for the time being. I've re-upped one of the guys. I got the notice that his account was going to be running out of funds, so he was going to be deactivated. So when I got home, I added some funds. So he's good for another year. Out of my way. I also discovered that my computer, which is somewhat sluggish with some of these new apps, and particularly with Chrome running, if Chrome runs for any length of time, it eventually will lock up. I'm not exactly sure what that's about. Chrome is, maybe has a memory leak or something, but I have to be really careful if I've got Chrome and more than two or three tabs open. Because then I do things like open LibreOffice, and everything starts grinding to a halt. So I did a little research and discovered that I have 4 gigs of memory in this machine. It's like, oh, jeez, I don't understand. It's 4 gigs of memory. And I started looking up the specs. It'll take up to 24. So I've got 16 coming in. I've got 2 8-gig chips coming in, so they'll be here tomorrow. So within the luck at all, things will be a little smoother there. Now the younger daughter wants memory in her computer. Have to get the specs and see what I can do. She only has 2 gigs, so yeah, that's tough. It's lovely. It's according to the thermometer, the official thermometer is like 54. I think it's warmer than that here. I know I'm warmer than that, just wearing a jacket and a shirt. I keep going back in my head. I keep going back to South Coast, not South Coast, Cape Grace. Finish this up. It's looking short. Even if it comes in short, I don't care. I want to finish it up. I want to get it done. I got to get stuff recorded. My wife said something the other day. It's like, you haven't written anything in months. Monk post. And yeah, it has been months now, but when she said it, it was only weeks. But that's, that's a big step for her. That's a big step to acknowledge that what I do is writing and what I do is important and that I need to do more of it. And she's right, I haven't done it. I need to do more. Back and neck are so tight. I went to bed relatively early last night, but I didn't get very good sleep. I'm not exactly sure why. I woke up at 1:30 and thought, oh, I'll look it up. I was like, it's only 1:30, you idiot. I woke up again at 4, thought, well, I could get up. But I managed to roll over and go back to sleep. At 5:30, I had to get up. It was like, no, you gotta get up 5:30. Roll it out. I probably should have gone for the walk right then. I should have just quit my shoes, gone for the walk, but put on the heavy boots, you go clumping through the house with the boots. And it's like, my wife has a hard time sleeping as it is. She doesn't need me clumping through the house with my boots on. Opening and closing closet doors, getting out coats. Elder daughter probably thinks I'm mad at her. It was a very frustrating day. It was a frustrating day, and it turned into a frustrating evening, and it just was one of those days where I was cranky. And she went to find her boyfriend and hang out with him for the day, and then she said she would text me if she was not going to be coming home for supper. So I waited and 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 waited. 4:30. She hadn't texted, so I figured, oh, okay, she's going to be home for dinner. So I made dinner, and about the time I was putting it into plates, and I'm thinking, geez, she's not home. I wonder if she forgot the text, or if the text hasn't arrived, or something. And she walked into the door. I thought, okay, that's cool. So I plated up hers, too, because I made enough. And then her boyfriend walked in the door. Which made dinner a little sparse. So that set me off. It's like, you know, if I had known just even half an hour before, I could have tossed in another chicken breast, I could have sliced another potato, we could have made that work. He walks through the door, and I'm putting stuff on the plates. It's like, so dinner was a tad sparse. And then I clean up the kitchen, because it's now my habit that when I'm done with dinner, I will clean up the kitchen. I will clean out the dishes in the sink that have accumulated through the day. We'll end the day with a clean kitchen, so I can start the day with a clean kitchen. Or relatively clean. It's never going to be up to my wife's standards of sanitation, but clean. And she comes out with like 10 cans from her room. Soda cans. She said, I'll take care of those in a little while. No, I'll take care of them now because I'm cleaning the kitchen now. And so I was a little peeved. It wasn't her fault. It's like my therapist says, I can't choose how other people feel. I can only choose how I'm going to react. And last night it wasn't really a choice. I was peeved. But it wasn't necessarily at her. It was mostly at me for being peeved. It was like, as Brand says about find the joy, the stoicism. Find the joy, find the joy. That's how I get through the evening with doing the dishes every single night. It's like, find the joy. The joy is I get up in the morning and the kitchen is not a shambles. Yeah, it picks up stuff over the course of the day. And we have family members who will never use one pot when two are available. So there's usually a lot of cooking dishes. But they don't really take very long. I can stack the dishwasher with the normal utensils and stuff, and then run up a load of soapy water and do the cooking pots and pans. Mostly they have stuff that's been boiled in them, or soup warmed up, or eggs fried or something. So it's not like it's a big deal. It's not like it's, most days, it's not like it's a big deal, particularly as long as I stay on it every day. Take out the recyclables, deal with all of that. So they've broken down though. Broken down the tapes where this lot was blocked off. Clearly, blocking it off is not going to work if it's just string and some orange tape. Because that just breaks. It's easily overcome. So, turning north, here we go. One of my new portals is right here, but if I hack it while I'm trying to talk, the recording will stop. Which is very irritating. I don't understand why this does this, but any kind of sound in the device itself will kill the recording. And I don't have time to stop and start and splice and all the rest, so I'm gonna get home. Oh, seriously? You let your dog shit on the sidewalk? Twice. That's rude. Hello, kitty. Morning.
Good morning.
Shoelaces match her top. Hot pink. All right, I'm good with that. It shows a level of awareness that I'm generally sensitive to, but okay. So let's see what else. Oh, I don't have to do the lawn today because the lawn company is coming to weed and feed. So I'm not supposed to walk on it for 24 hours. Okay. But I got everything mowed over the weekend, so I'll start the cycle again maybe tomorrow or Wednesday. Wet. Anyway, here I am. I'm at the back gate. In this case, I am at the back gate, not the garage, pretending to be at the back gate, but actually at the back gate. And it's the point where I say, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.